You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 115. And today we're going to solve one of the biggest cash flow problems that entrepreneurs and online business owners face all the time, how to create continuity income. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. Let's talk recurring revenue today. Now, it's one of my favorite subjects, finding a way to create ongoing cash flow coming into your business. And I think we would all agree that having those big ticket sales are nothing short of fantastic, but something always seems to happen. And we get so busy delivering on those big ticket items, or maybe the clients we've already signed up, or, you know, working on the business, that we forget to do the things that bring that consistent cash flow in. So this is one of the great secrets of avoiding the cash flow dips that are so painful when they come in, and they always do seem to come in around the holidays and the summer months. But before we jump into that, I want to make sure you have your copy of Your Revenue Rush. It is my top 10 ways to generate a fast income boost into your business. And there's even three of my favorite continuity income models in there. It's super easy to use. They're great ideas. They're proven. I've worked with my own clients on implementing them. You can get a quick $10, $20, $30, maybe even $50,000 in the door in the next 30 days or less. Now you can get that at yourrevenuerush.com. So let's get into recurring revenue. Recurring revenue, continuity income, whatever you want to call it. The idea behind it is that you sell something once and it continues to generate revenue every month for your business. And there's a lot of ways to do it depending on the type of business model you have and what your best performing offers are. There's always a way to find it. I'll give a quick shout out to my friend David Shiner Khan, who just had me on his show, Smashing the Plateau. His show's all about how you can create ongoing continuity revenue. You can leverage your incomes. Great show. Highly recommend it. But we talked a lot about this idea of recurring revenue models and how do you find one that works for you. I think every business owner, every entrepreneur has to find something. And if you are more in the coaching and consulting side of things, the easiest way to set up continuity income is to have a package, a bigger package, or a monthly ongoing offering to a mastermind or coaching program where every month somebody's paying you a payment. Now, I do like having people pay up front for a big cash burst, but the opposite is true if you want to guarantee yourself some income. I like kind of spreading it out 40-60. 40% of my clients pay in full up front and 60% of them pay as they go because it really helps me with the cash flow. So think of it like this. If you've got let's just take my Awaken Leadership Mastermind. So that's a bigger ticket offering. It's for my higher end clients. And it's, you know, they start from around 9,000 to upwards of 25,000 to join. And so not everybody's ready to make that kind of a big cash investment. So what we would do is break it down into a deposit plus ongoing payments. And so I know over a 1 year period or longer, because they can re-enroll at the end for the same price, that they will actually continue to get that cash flow coming in each month. So that's one model. Now, there's a second model that a lot of people in the online space can do, and pretty much anybody can create this one, and that's a monthly membership. So a monthly membership is something where you are providing access to some kind of a training, or you have different guests. You have, think of it like a club that people come to, but it's online. There's a lot of different models. Some of them are called micro-continuity. Some of them are more like a $97 a month program. Now, what this is I need to create continuity income, and so you deliver something every month. So I'm involved in Women Speakers Association, and their whole membership is based on the monthly membership model. And so the idea is, what can you provide them access to every month that keeps them wanting to pay that monthly fee? Now, there's a little bit of a breakdown in this model. If you're not attracting the right people and or you have a natural attrition in a membership type model. So it's kind of the downside of this one is that you probably could have up to 40% of your membership dropping every month. And so, especially if you, there's a, like a lifespan concept here where at a certain point, people kind of burn out on the model. They feel like they've gotten everything they want. They're off to the next evolution of what they want. So there's a higher drop-off rate in the monthly membership models. But these are super popular. If you do them right, you can create thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every month with the membership model. Now, micro-continuity, which is a kind of a sub-version of monthly membership, is more like the $10 a month, the $5 a month. So think, I'm going to send a little tiny video every month, or I'm sending a workbook every month, or I'm sending something that's not a bigger kind of like training and lots of calls and webinars and stuff. It's meant to be a really small thing. I had a client one time who he and his wife had a business where they sent these exclusive videos on how to do beading. So beading is like a big thing for hobbyists, like creating beaded jewelry and different kinds of beaded, you know, like doing wire wrapping. And so there's a lot of different things under it. And so they, every month, I think their membership model was $7 a month. They sent out this little training video and they had a good mid six figure business at some point. So those really work, but you've got to keep them interested in what's coming next. The next model I'll talk about here is what's called a retainer model. Now, a retainer model is really good for the service side of things. So think of it like a virtual assistant, an accountant. I know some lawyers that have done this, some really high-end lawyers who specialize in certain industries. And the retainer model is you pay me a monthly retainer to retain access to my services. And the idea is the service provider can really count on that income. And the purchaser, the person who the client is, can count on you being available when they need you. So this is a great model if you have services that you can package and offer like a set type of activity to that person, or you're going to give exclusive availability to you that no one else can have. Again, another client story. I had a client one time who was a physician, and he was coming out of the emergency medicine world. He had purchased and ran urgent care centers, and he moved to a retainer model where he was the emergency care on call. So he had very exclusive clients, and he would have basically, you know, people paying like $10,000 to keep a retainer for him. And so when they needed him and they needed some support, he had to go. And what that meant, get on a plane or whatever, he definitely, he was exclusive to, I think he had like 8 clients at that time. So retainer models are great for the service side. The last idea I want to throw out at you, and this is something that, you know, it's so interesting what's evolving right now on the technology side, but this is software, or SaaS as is often referred to in some of the newer software programs. But think of it like you're developing and providing a technological solution that if somebody leaves, they lose access to a service they can't live without. So think of it like social media scheduling software, project management software, accounting software, anything where people are putting their data in or they need access to something like Zoom. Zoom.us is a great example of this where you, if you stop paying them, you stop having access to your webinar service. So a software program is a great continuity model because people very rarely stop paying for something that they can't live without. And it's called a stickiness. There's a stickiness to it that nobody wants to lose access to the goods that they get. So those are 4 really popular models. They're ones I've worked on with different clients over the years. There's actually quite a few models around this. It's in my Profit Explosion Toolkit. I go through several of these models because I find that continuity income is one of the best ways to increase your profitability because you're selling it once, you're creating one solution, and you can really leverage it over and over and over again and grow exponentially the revenue. You also want to look at the bigger picture around continuity income. If you've ever considered selling your business, proving that you have reoccurring revenue is an important asset that will increase the value of your business. And let's just face it, if you're, no matter what kind of business you are, if you're an entrepreneur and you have to go out and hustle a sale over and over and over again, it's a lot of work. So if you can create a way to create that continuity income and nurture that relationship so it keeps coming back, wow, you've really like won at the profit improvement game. Because let's face it, who wants to go out and sell over and over and over again? It's really wonderful when you can count on that income coming in. So remember the trap, though, that you can't get complacent. You would need to make sure that you're keeping that usage high and the value high. You don't want your clients to start to lose interest because it's really hard to woo them back once they're gone. All right, so those are my thoughts on continuity and reoccurring revenue. I want to give you a challenge today. I want you to find one way that you can start to increase ongoing revenue coming into your business. Can you use one of these four? Do you need something unique? You can always come over into the Amplify Your Success community and let's talk about some ideas around continuity income. A little bit of a tongue twister there. And if we are coaching together, I know a lot of my clients are listening to this podcast episode, bring it into the conversation. I want you to improve your cash flow by at least 40% through continuity income this year. So here's a quick little formula to find it for yourself. What is something that you could create at once and sell it to lots of people for monthly access fee? Okay, so think about that. The second thing is, do you have a big ticket item that you could break down into payments? Or do you have a way to create access to you, your training, or some type of, you can also do like a faculty model where there's exclusive access to something that they have to pay a premium monthly price for it. So I'll just share one more example around this. I've been working with an organization and our job was to find a way to bring the revenue up from the early six figures into the seven figures. And all we did was introduce one more layer of membership access. So we added some more features. We introduced a exclusive opportunity to participate in a publication they're going to do. So we went from early six figures, maxing out the revenue potential to getting way up into the high six figures and cresting seven figures by just going from a $20 a month offer to a $200 a month offer. It can be done, but you might need to get out of your way. You might need to kind of have some help thinking it through. You might need to brainstorm with some other people or heck, hire a coach and map that out. But find a way that you can create something once, sell it over and over and over again, and have a monthly fee to access it. I'm looking forward to hearing your ideas. I hope you'll take the continuity income challenge on and tell me what you're going to do with it in the Amplify Your Success community. And of course, if you need some help with it, reach out, apply for one of my supercharged sessions. Let's see if we can get your business model figured out as well. I'll put the information on the show notes for you at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. All right, we'll see you again next week with another really inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.